You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Progress has stalled on the planned new San Luis Obispo County animal shelter as two cities voted to opt out of an agreement to share the cost of building a new facility. As Carol Tangerman reports, the county says regardless, a new facility must be built to replace the current one.
Built on a former landfill in 1975, it has deteriorated beyond repair. The Board of Supervisors approved an agreement last February with the county's seven cities to share the cost of a new building. Dr. Eric Anderson, Director of Animal Services, says there are several reasons why this partnership works.
We're able to centralize our resources and share and spread those resources across the entire community rather than each individual city having to have its own building, its own staff, their own officers, and their own trucks.
Now, however, Paso Robles and Atascadero are considering leaving the partnership. Paso Robles City Manager Tom Frucci lists some possible benefits of the city's handling their own animal services.
And the factors include such things as cost, control, convenience to residents, flexibility. Tentatively was the direction of the two councils that we look at having the shelter in North County be operated by either a private entity or a not-for-profit.
Under state law, cities have the option of building their own animal shelters instead of contracting with a county facility. But what will happen if Paso Robles and Atascadero opt out? Anderson says costs would be distributed among the remaining cities depending upon how much each uses the new animal shelter. Each city is now reviewing its commitment. The San Luis Obispo City Council voted to stay in the contract. As for Paso Robles and Atascadero, Dr. Anderson says,
ultimately, they'll have to make a decision as to what can they do for cheaper, and is that going to provide them with an adequate level of service for, you know, what their public expects.
The Paso Robles and Atascadero City Councils will each meet Monday to decide whether to go with the county or go it alone. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Carol Tangerman.
On October 24th, Aurora Grande city officials sent a letter to the county saying that if the city's cost exceeds 15%, Aurora Grande will opt out of the agreement as well.